The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And before him no creature is hidden, but all are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I know this man who has a truck that he drives. It's a Ford F-150. And whenever I talk to him, he always manages to turn the conversation towards his truck. He loves his truck so much, and he always wants to talk about it somehow, even in just a little way. And it's a Ford F-150, and it has a twin-turbo V6 engine in it. And one time I went for a ride in this truck, and I have to tell you, I was really impressed with the power of that engine. I didn't think a V6 engine would be that powerful moving such a big truck, but this twin turbo design is very powerful and efficient. It has like 500 horsepower. And it's a really strong engine. And I have to say that it was kind of a shock to me at how much power this engine could produce. Strength is something that it's easy for us to be impressed with. You know, even when we're little children, we're impressed with things such as big machines or big trucks or, you know, things like dinosaurs that are very strong. And kids love to think about things that are really strong and powerful. If we are involved in sports or know someone who's involved in sports, we seem to have a natural sort of instinct within us that makes us impressed and amazed with someone who's very strong. We can also be impressed and amazed of people who are strong in their character. You know, you might know someone who's been through all kinds of trouble, so many hardships and difficulties, and, you know, maybe seen horrors in their own life and tragedies, and they emerge from all of that, and they're good people. They're happy people. They want to make others' lives more joyful. They're honest people. They're merciful. They're peaceful. And when we meet people like that, we're impressed. We're like, wow, this person, this man, this woman who's been through so much is a really strong person. I think of some of my relatives who were in World War II, and they were in the Battle of the Bulge, and one of them had been a prisoner of war, and they came out of that as really good people. And if you met them, you wouldn't have thought that they were carrying the burden of the horrors that they had experienced. And somehow they managed to emerge from all that, and we feel instinctively that people like that are very strong. Strength is something also that we long for in our own lives. It's almost like our human nature is wired to be impressed with strength, but also to long for it in our own lives. How often in our own lives we feel that we need more strength to go through what we're dealing with. You know, sometimes people's constant prayer to the Lord is, Lord, give me strength. Give me more strength to carry out my responsibilities, to bear this hardship, to bear the trouble that has come to my way. And sometimes people feel that they don't have enough strength. They feel like they're too weak. I once was talking to an elderly man, and he told me that his father often told him, son, it's a good life as long as you don't weaken. It's a good life as long as you don't weaken. Well, strength is something that we really need in our life's journey. We need it. We have no idea what we're going to face in the future, but we come to realize that strength is something that we long for and need very much in any situation we face. Now, this reading I read to you from the letter to the Hebrews, most people think it was written by St. Paul, but they're not exactly sure. But it was inspired by the Holy Spirit, and it speaks of the Word of God with language that is related to this whole idea of strength. It says that the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. That's a weapon. It's a weapon of strength. It also says the Word of God is living and active. That means it does something. It's not irrelevant. It's not powerless. It's got a lot of strength. St. John in his gospel that he wrote in the beginning speaks of God's Word in this way. He says that in the beginning was the Word. That is to say that before the whole universe existed, God's Word was existing. St. John says that everything that exists came to be through this Word of God. That means God's Word created the universe, created the whole earth and all that's in it and everything that's in the universe. And that means that the Word of God is very strong. Think, for example, of the earth and the weight of all of the oceans on the earth. The earth can support it. It doesn't collapse beneath that weight. It doesn't implode or fall apart. That means the earth is very strong. But how much stronger is this Word of God that created the earth and all that's in it, the whole universe? In fact, we don't say that the Word of God is very strong. We say that it is omnipotent. It is all-powerful. And St. John goes on to say that this Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. That is Jesus. This Word of God became Jesus and became one with us to share God's love with us and to call us to live for God the Father. Now, this Word of God is very, very strong. And in our own lives, we need strength. Sometimes life is hard. Sometimes we face situations that we can't understand. We feel sometimes that life is like a battle. And when we, you know, win one battle, we feel like another one's coming. It's like, when are these battles going to end? Well, what we learn from this reading from the letter of the Hebrews to the Hebrews is that strength, the strength that we really long for, comes from God's Word. It comes from living in Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God. So if you ever feel that you need more strength to carry out responsibilities, to endure the hardships you must endure, well, you have to try hard to live by God's Word, to live in Christ. I want to mention four ways that we can easily adopt in our own lives, sort of patterns of behavior that can help us to make sure that we're living from the strength that comes from God's Word. The first way is what I call the creed. Well, I don't call it, the church calls it the creed. The word creed comes from the Latin word credo. It stands for I believe. And we say the creed most every Sunday in the church at the liturgy. It's when we say that we believe in God, we believe in Jesus and the Holy Spirit, we believe in the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus, and we believe in eternal life. Now, this can help us to have more strength. Because right now, for each of us, there's all kinds of stories going on. They could be good ones, they could be bad ones. There's things unfolding in our lives that can weigh us down. You know, it seems that life often is a journey of joy and sorrow at the same time, isn't it? You know that you have joyful experiences in your friendships and your family, but at the same time, you have great sorrow also in your relationships, when you see how people you know are suffering or yourself are suffering. Well, there's so many different kinds of things unfolding in each of our lives that can weaken us, can be like those things that rob us of seeing how good life is. But when we say the creed, and we say it, you know, kind of slowly and really think about what the words mean, that reminds us, it focuses our mind on what's really going on right now, on the most important thing going on right now. The biggest thing happening in each of our lives is redemption in Christ, is the plan of God. The letter to the Hebrews says that the Word of God is living and active. That means what's going on right now, the biggest thing, is what God's Word is doing. It's alive and active. It's doing stuff. It's bringing forth the fullness of communion with the Most Holy Trinity. It's leading people and you yourself to the kingdom of heaven. And what we have to do is to believe in this Word. When we say this creed, when we really live this creed, this faith, it helps us to be lifted up above the negative or hard things we're going through. The next thing is we want to try to make the sacraments, the Eucharist and confession, part of our lives. Because in the sacraments, we encounter this living and active Word of God, who is Jesus. The Spirit of Christ is present in the sacraments of the Church. And The other thing that we need is we need to try to have a good moral standard in our life that we stick to. The Ten Commandments is a good place to start. You know, we could sum up the moral teaching of Christ and the Church with these simple words: do good and avoid evil. Do good and avoid evil. If we do good things, we become stronger. If we do evil things, we become weaker. Now, this is the irony of it. How often we see people who do evil, who, you know, hurt people's lives, who lie, who steal, who do all kinds of troubling things, and we feel like, wow, the evil people, they're the strong ones, and we're afraid of them. It's the opposite. Those who do evil are not strong. They're weak. They're extremely weak. Those who do good every single day, even when their goodness is not seen by many people, their good actions and desires move them to a greater strength. Those who do good are the strong ones. Those who do evil are the weak ones in this world. They really are. Even if those who do evil have positions of power, they're very weak. They're very, very weak. A good moral standard helps us to be strong people, people of good, strong character. And finally, we want to make prayer a daily part of our lives, because prayer opens our hearts to the Spirit of the living God, who is Jesus, the Word of God. Sometimes people don't know how to pray each day. Well, so you got to begin somewhere. So when you wake up in the morning, just make the sign of the cross. It's a prayer. It's a prayer that is like marking the beginning of your day. It's a good place to start your day with, is in the power of prayer. Now, these things, the creed, the sacraments, the Eucharist, especially confession, a good moral code of conduct, and daily prayer, on the outside, they don't look like much, do they? You see people involved in this, and you're like, well, no, there's not really much strength there. But on the inside, they're strong, because they're filled with the power of the Word of God, who is living and active. These things are sources of tremendous strength, interior strength, and we need that. Now, you might feel in your life that you need some more strength. Well, here's the secret. Here's the secret to be a strong person, to try to live by God's holy word. A lot of people don't know this. A lot of people are crushed. They've weakened under their experiences in life, and they no longer see the goodness of life. Well, we got the secret right here. It's not a secret. It's been announced by the gospel, by Jesus and the apostles and all the saints. We got to make sure we listen to this word. If we live by God's word, we've got strength, and we will experience that life is good because we're filled with the strength of the Spirit of Christ. And so, brothers and sisters, let us try to renew our effort to live by God's holy word. In this way, we become strong. You become strong, not only for yourself in dealing with the things you have to carry out in your life and go to, but you become strong for those who depend upon you. And you know, we really don't know who is depending upon each of us to be strong. Our family, our communities, if you're a priest, your parish, and the people you work with. But you know, there's so many people that look to us, that might look to you for an example of strength, and you inspire them. Be strong for yourself and for them. And you can do this if you are strong in the Lord Jesus. God bless you.